Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you here on this Monday, June the 14th, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Don't forget, this morning when this program goes off the air, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. And then we also have Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 p.m. until 5 p.m. on this station. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind, give me a buzz. If you want to talk about the taxes on drinks as opposed to food, what the theory is behind that, we can talk about that. Tuners and radio. Tuners and radios. Why do certain radios have better tuners than others? And how do you know how good a tuner is in a radio, to be honest? I think everybody has the radios in their car now, so if you have a good tuner in your car, you're liable to pick up things further away than maybe some other people are. But we'll learn more about that as time goes on. Let's see, what else did we get into this morning? Well, Dennis Kucinich was on, and today at 5 o'clock, he's going to make some kind of announcement as to if he's going to run for mayor of Cleveland again. Now, this would be interesting if he did get in on this. Have you noticed that coming up in 2022, that a lot of people are getting into these races, and it's kind of interesting. I don't know what's going on around the country all of a sudden, but you got Renacci, who's going to primary Mike DeWine. You got Mike DeWine, who's running again. You got possibly Dennis Kucinich up here in Cleveland as mayor of Cleveland, where it all started. You've got Caitlyn Jenner running in California for governor. It's fascinating, people who are getting in these races. It's all kind of changing in a way. You know, it's not exactly like it used to be. I'm not exactly sure what has happened, but nothing wrong with that. Does anybody have any thoughts? We had a caller earlier on who spoke about the nature that older people tend to be running for office. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on that? Why more young people are not running for office? We have a few, but it doesn't seem to be anybody under the age of 40. Now, I don't know if they're just disinterested in politics or don't want to take the time. Running a campaign is a big project anymore. You know, that's one thing about it. You have to raise money. You have to volunteer your time to do it. You have to spend a lot of time going around and meeting a lot of people. You know, that's very difficult. That's very, very difficult nowadays. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just a whole different world when it comes to this. Also, I'm interested of what is it about the cooking of people under the age of 40? Or under the age of 50, I should say. Under the age of 50, that is not quite up to snuff with what it used to be. Are people using different ingredients, or are they just no recipes, or all the recipes are coming from the internet? I don't know. There's something different, though. I think we all can agree on that. That the way people are cooking is definitely different. Maybe people can't follow a recipe. Maybe that's the problem. That could be. You know, recipes use very unique language. You have to know what certain boiling points are. You have to know what simmer means. You have to have the right utensils to measure things, the right measuring cups. So there's a lot that goes into this. And if you don't have the right tools, I think things can get very difficult. I remember recently somebody talking about a whisk. Now, how many people still have a whisk in their home? I bet not as many as used to. And when it says tablespoon and teaspoon, I wonder how many people just grab a tablespoon or a teaspoon from their utensils and use that. I bet they do. It's all interesting on the whole. And my other question this morning, does anybody still watch the 11 o'clock news? Does anybody still watch the 6 o'clock news that's out of Columbus in this area? Do people still watch those programs? I know the evening news is not watched as much as it used to be on the networks. Are people still watching these Columbus, Ohio newscasts? I don't really know. I don't hear the talk about them like I used to. But of course, I'm not on those channels as much as I used to because I just don't watch television anymore, really, at all. If I want to watch something now, I tend to go to YouTube or one of those. I use the Roku and pull up something on there. That tends to be what I watch. So I'm not watching network television where all the commercials used to be for these programs. So I don't know, does everybody still have a ritual of watching the 11 o'clock news before they go to bed? Or has that become a thing of the past? Went by the wayside like so many other things. You know, I had... Well, let's take the phone call here and then we'll come back to this. All right, as we continue on this morning, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite people here for the remainder of the hour. She has been on many times before, and she's got another prediction that is very, very interesting, in my opinion, headed for all of us here. She is the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. Reverend Bishop, how are you?
God bless you, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm thankful and grateful, but the phone is not working as good as I would like it to work.
We're doing well this morning, you say?
Doing pretty well this morning, yes.
Oh, I'm thankful, grateful, and for those that are oppressed, depressed, just in a mess, maybe we can help us today. Really good, Scott.
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Come on, you're getting ready. It seems like there's not a lot going on behind the scenes, but it's just going to really run off with you over this next 30 days and all. You even got the wish card, so all these things that you wanted, it's getting ready to come to you, and you also have the star card, and there's going to be, if you want to change a residence, there's going to be a lot of things, and you're going to be able to get everything, and you don't need to go back down the hill. You got the hermit here. You done made it to the mountaintop. You cannot go back now. You have to hold your light up and let the people come to the mountain.
Hey, Dr. Bishop,
go on.
Yeah, would you be able to repeat that? We couldn't hear you very well there.
Wait a minute. I mean, I'm trying to think.
There seems to be a standstill.
What's going on for you behind the scenes? And the star card came from you, which means you're going to be very successful.
Oh, we seem to be having some phone problems there with the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. I think we actually got disconnected on that one. Hopefully she'll call back in here. Because it sounds like good news. And heavens knows, We certainly want to hear about good news. 24 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. It's always good to visit with the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop, and hopefully we'll be able to pick her up again here momentarily. You know, this is the thing with cell phones, though. You can never... All right, hopefully, here we go. This is... Okay, I think we have made connection again. Reverend Bishop, are you there?
I'm here now. Can you hear me?
Good news for you, and the phone's going out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay, well, the wish card came out for you for whatever you want. It's getting ready to come your way, and it seems like it's been kind of slow, but there's been a lot going on behind the scenes. And there's going to be an opportunity for a move, not only in career, but just a regular move in other parts of your life also. And the star card came out, and you've been carrying the load all by yourself, but it's going to balance out. You're not going to have to carry that by yourself. And there's an older woman, she's like a grandmother or a motherly figure, that wants to give you a lot of advice. This woman is a widow woman. If she's not widow, she's not sleeping with her husband at this time. And you have the hermit. You can't go back down the hill anymore, Mr. Scott. You've got the lantern, and you're on top of the mountain. Let the people come to your life. And there's going to be a lot in family life. And you got a lot of things going on. Take those things and get two or three of them done before you start the other thing. And you might be able to do, I don't know what your prayer method or your method that you get in touch with your higher power, but you need to do maybe every day, you need to take out 30 minutes for the person that you feel is your God that's leading you. And if you get that 30 minutes every day uninterrupted, you will be able to have the rest of the hours in the day to do the things that you need to do. And that's what you need to do. And you're gifted. You can see things. And God's hand of love is on you also. So things are getting ready to really pop up there. They're going to run. You're going to be so surprised. And if you haven't been meeting in the last month, some or a lot of the people that you knew when you were younger, you're getting ready to meet them, Scott. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So that's what you need to do. If you can put 30 minutes a day uninterrupted, you have to put your timer on. You don't want to go over. You don't want to go under. You want to become consistent so your higher power can give you all these things. And when you have the wish card, it means it's going to go however you would like it to be. You'll have final decision.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, and I should, an older widow woman will be giving me advice. Well,
hello?
Yes, now, an older
widow woman, or the woman that's not in the bed with her husband, that she has good advice.
Well, that's very interesting.
Well, I'm sorry, we keep going in and out, so I can't, did you know this woman, the widow woman?
You know, I'm not sure. I know some widows, but I'm not.
This is a grandmotherly type woman, and very truthful. Doesn't dress it up, just puts it out there for you.
Now, I should pay attention to this person?
You should be what?
I should be paying attention to this person?
Oh, you will pay attention to this person. Yes, you will.
Well, this is good. So at this point, it looks good for me in the next 30 days.
Real good for you over this next 6 months. Real good. Everything is going to take
in the next probably 3, might not even be for within the next 3 to 30 days.
Everything is going to come up the way you have wanted it to.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Because you've got to have some positivity in life. That is for sure.
I'm trying to
hear. Oh, he's going out.
Gonna really look up for your money comes. and things of that nature through the mail. Hello?
Yes? Well, it looks like we're having a little bit of phone trouble here this morning with the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop, but this is good news. I'm certainly glad that she called in because it seems to be good news that in the next 30 days, things are going to turn out exactly as I want them, and that's a very good thing. Who doesn't want to hear that things are going to be positive? I certainly do. All right. By the way, the interview with Representative Dennis Kucinich is on the website, so you will want to check that out. That was very good this morning, the stuff he had to say. And probably the last interview he will give before he makes his announcement today at 5 o'clock to run for public office. All right, let's see here if we're going to make contact again. We're not. There's some kind of connectivity issue between here and where the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop is this morning, having all kinds of phone trouble. But we'll work it out. We'll keep going ahead. Okay, maybe this will fix the problems. Go ahead, Reverend Bishop.
We just got completely disconnected. I don't know if you're hearing these things. I guess the devil is playing with our phone this morning. They don't want to hear all this good stuff that's getting ready to come. And those that have been patiently waiting all this time, especially over the next year, things look very good. And you must thank God for this wish card you got, the hand of love on you, whatever you put in the cup over the last 7 years, you get 7 to 10 years, you're getting to get all of that back. And we see that you put good things in the cup, and there is... It seemed like you had started getting kind of more private with your business. And all of that is going to work out. And you have a great judgment that's coming in. The angel Raphael is there for you to help spread all this good stuff for you. Now, I'll let you talk because my phone keeps going on and out. So I don't know what you're hearing and what you're not hearing.
Well, I heard about a good judgment. So there'll be. I have good judgment. Is that what that means, or a good judgment will be coming my way?
Judgment is going to be coming your way to give you the things that you have worked for and earned over the years. This is going to be just. There's no bad cards here, and the only thing you have to do to get this and for it to run smoothly. It's do some type of prayer and meditation for 30 minutes every day uninterrupted. Then go on and do whatever you feel you want to do. You've got a lot of good guides and teachers that are going to be there for you.
Well, I certainly like hearing about that. It has seemed like a positive time the last few weeks. So, you know, it certainly sounds like this is more of the same, which is good to hear.
Yes, well, you're going to get an opportunity to move. We talked about you going higher and higher in the past. Now you're going to feel that everything has a season. You have to wait for that appropriate season for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And it's something about a little child, too. Is there like a young boy around you? And if it's a girl, she's a tomboy.
Huh. Now, about what age would you say, Reverend Bishop?
I would say under 13.
Under 13. Now, nobody comes to mind under that age.
Do you have a nephew or anything like that, or a niece?
I do have a nephew, and I haven't seen him in a while, but yeah, they would probably be in that age category.
Well, they have some good news for you, the young people, and there's going to be some money starting to come through the mail and this great awakening. And you're going to see if things have been good for you over this last 3 or 4 weeks, they're going to get better. All you have to do is take a timer. Sit at 30 minutes. Don't go over. Don't go under. I want you to become consistent with that. And if you take that 1 hour out and that 30 minutes out every day, just look at how much more time you have left to do what it is you want to do. Have you been running into any of your old friends lately?
I'm trying to think if I've run into anybody from the past lately. It's not in my mind right now. Not that I can think of, but not really that I can think of.
Well, if you have to think that long, no, you haven't said yet. That means they're coming. Because you would know right off if you come across a lot of older people that you knew from the past.
Now, would these be people like I worked with or went to school with or just anybody?
Just people from the past. That's all the spirit is saying, so I can't read any further into that. People from the past, and you're going to know when you meet them. You will know.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Now, do you have some kind of charity function going on? Do you have anything that you collect from the radio or whatever and help in your community?
I have not.
But I see you passing things out to people here.
Oh, you know, we have done giveaways. Now, that's not charity, but we have done giveaways.
How has that been going with the program?
People do like the giveaways, you know, but free tickets to places, things like that.
And you remember, you're on top of that mountain. They'll go back down. And if the people didn't mean you no good when you were coming up, be nice, kind, and keep stepping. Don't let anybody pull you down for the blessings that are getting ready to come to you.
So what do you do with the detractors in life when they say nasty stuff?
Well, me, I read Psalms 109 and face the west while I'm reading it and call their name out and let the Lord deal with them. And I always, whenever I give you something in the scriptures of the Bible, always use the Living Version, not the New Living Version, not the New International Living Version, but the one that just says Living Version. And when you have a problem with some people, just face the west and read that and let the Lord take care of them. And it says, if some people find the Bible threatening, it says, if these things you have done to this person, meaning you, then things will, that's if you're not sending out bad, it's only if, and the only reason it would make disturb them is because they are doing something they have no business doing. You could go in the restaurants and, you know, you hear the waitresses and the waiters talking about that they want tips and stuff, and here you go to give them a tip. Oh, no, no, no. If you're in a tipping position, you just need to say thank you. And if they say something else and don't want the tip, either they're spitting in your food or doing something. And then if they're doing that, they will stop that and start being wonderful. But if somebody's done something, I know the Christians believe if somebody throws you in a hole, and you're going to go there and get the person out that throws you in the hole. When you get them in the hole this time, leave them there. Let them get out by themselves. Everything has a season. And this is a season that's good for the people. And I wanted to tell you, you know what? We're going to have 116 degrees here today in Phoenix.
Ooh. Do you like that warm weather?
How is your weather there?
You know, it's been very humid and warm the last few days. Up in the 90s, lower 90s.
Is that normal for your area?
Well, we're still in spring here, so it's not totally abnormal, but it's been a lot warmer than it's been.
See, now, you can ask me some questions or whatever, and you're not going to have to worry about carrying the load by yourself here on out.
Well, I tell you, Reverend Bishop, I do have a question for you, because we had a gentleman on this morning. His name is Representative Dennis Kucinich. You might have heard for him. He's run for president several times, and he started as the mayor of Cleveland. Now, of course, you were here in Ohio during his time. Do you remember Dennis Kucinich?
Remember who? The what?
Dennis Kucinich?
I don't, Mr. Who?
His name was Kucinich.
No, I don't know by that name, and well, I wouldn't have remembered that. Who was he now?
Well, he was the mayor of Cleveland, but then he went on to become an Ohio representative, and then at one point he ran for president in the Democratic primary.
Well, I never, you know, I wasn't into politics back then. Politics is something new for me for the last 20 years. It's been something new. I didn't do that, and they all, I didn't mix that with religion, but I feel that if we had kept some religion in it with the politics, we'd be even like the other people in different countries. They made it here through, you know, fasting, praying, and things like that. And, you know, the Muslims just went off the Eastern Muslims just went off their Ramadan. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't. Now, what is Ramadan exactly?
Ramadan for the Eastern Muslims of the East is when they take 30 days, and it depends on how the moon and all that is every year, and they fast. They don't eat anything from sun up to sundown. They can't. The only time they can eat is you take a black thread and you're in a room of darkness. As long as you can't see that thread, that means you can't eat. You when you can't see it, you can eat. So Ramadan is their time of giving up, and fasting and praying really gets you where you need to be. Some people have the meditation spirit, but the Muslims of the East, they do that for 30 days, and then they come together all those 30 days in the evening, and then they all eat together to break the fast.
Oh.
And that's a good way to get the spirit working for you. Is do have like a 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., no eating, no drinking, unless if it agrees with your system and your doctor, and they give that up. And then at the end of that 30 days, they have I can't think of what they call it, Eid. It's like a Christmas, and they exchange gifts and things of that nature. And the black Muslims, or the Nation of Islam, they have a fasting period that they have in December every year. They do different from the Eastern Muslims, but they believe the same thing.
Well, I tell you, Reverend Bishop, the question I had was Representative Kucinich was on this morning, and today at 5 o'clock, he's supposed to announce if he's going to run for mayor of Cleveland again. Now, do you think he'll run for mayor of Cleveland again?
I'm not picking up anything on that right now. I'm not picking up anything on that, but I know that there's going to be a lot of problems here over this next 2 years, so I really don't know, and I'm not going to give you anything that I don't know about, and I don't remember him, but a lot of those people, I knew them quite well because my headquarters was in the Shangri-La Hotel there on Euclid in Cleveland, and Mr. Tommy Hsu, he's the one that started all these humane Chinese restaurants and the malls all over the country. And I met a lot of those people, like Mr. Bonovich, I think, and just a whole bunch of them, because they would meet there, and Mr. Tommy Hsu, whenever he had those important, which everybody is important, but when he had very exclusive, important guests there at the hotel, at the restaurant, he would always invite me, because I had that whole second floor, and the side that I didn't have, the side, it was almost the whole floor that was just a laundromat on that side, and then the other side were all ballrooms. Were you aware that I set up in there, or had you ever came to my place there at the Shangri-La on Euclid?
No, I'd never been there, but it sounds like a great operation.
So I don't know if Mr. Hsu is still living now or not, but he was well known, and Bonovich was the mayor then. I remember him, and that's how I met him and his wife a lot, because they would come to those meetings where we were invited with those different people. And by me not knowing politics, I wasn't taking sides at that time.
What do you feel about the world right now? Are we in trouble? Are we facing anything? Are things going to be good now for a while?
Well, until all the stimulus stops, and I think that's about October, then by the time they come into the winter, no, there's going to be a lot of people not having jobs, and they're stepping down, and the government with this new program that's that's been instilled in this last year, they had to stop. People were just so much evil. But you, like I said, you don't have to worry about it. And if these other people that are close to the Lord, if they would give it, doesn't mean you praying while you drive in your car or you're praying while you're in the bathroom. The Lord wants you to set aside, like, for instance, the Muslims, before they pray, they have wudu, which is certain parts of their bodies that they wash, including their feet, before they pray. And they're very, you know, that's what got them here, was prayer and the word of God. And a lot of people, for instance, they, when you say Allah, they get afraid and stuff like that, and they don't, and they talk about these Muslims, and they don't even know what's going on. And the reason I say that is because of the fact that they just don't. Some of these, we have about 94 versions of the Bible now, and these newer versions at the end of some of the Psalms, P-S-A-L-M-S, because people pronounce it differently, they have God is great. And when you read this God is great, that means Allah Akbar. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not.
And the shop, I don't guess we'll talk about them, but, you know, when you take stuff that, you don't, they telling you that it's done this, they don't know what's going on until the people that they've given it to now that goes down the road to see what effect it's going to have. And a lot, most of the times, it takes up to a year to know what the effect is. It's like lithium. Back in the 70s, 78, 79, lithium came out, which is a psychotic-like drug, and it caused people a lot of things, a lot of overweight and just a whole bunch of things. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm not interested in the shot. I believe in herbs, and I know we shouldn't have, but these people that, you know, just readily doing this. And Minister Farrakhan, who was with the Nation of Islam, he came out when they first started talking about those shots, and he asked his people not to take those shots, but people didn't pay him any attention. And that's what the world scene is now, that when Minister Farrakhan passes on to the next dimension, what's going to happen to that group of people? And most of them were very, we wouldn't call it violent, but they just... very aggressive and stuff like that. I don't feel there's anyone left to lead the people the way he wants them to be led, because he's a very outgoing man, and they wouldn't give him any radio and television time, and he went underground and got his own newspaper, radio, television. He had the whole world that he's visiting over there in the East, and all the Muslims and coming this way. And, you know, he was very good friends to Honorable Gaddafi. You remember him of Libya?
I do.
And, you know, it's we got a lot to really worry about here in America over this session. Don't want you to worry, because you can get bypassed that. All you have to do is do your 30 minutes a day, and God will bring you out, and you'll be able to advance and then bring the people out that you know need to be out. Now, how do you feel about politics? How do you feel that it's going?
Well, I just think it's very interesting right now, because we have a lot of people running for office who heretofore have not gotten... It seems like a lot more people are getting in right now than before. I mean, you have Caitlyn Jenner out there in California. You possibly have Dennis Kucinich here in Ohio. You've got governors being primaried who are sitting governors. That doesn't happen a whole lot. It's a different time right now.
Well, I know one thing. The Republicans, they definitely need a little voodoo, because the Democrats, they all have some kind of spiritual worker. The majority of them, they believe that, you know, luck pieces, for lack of a better word, that where they can win and do things like that. And that's what the Republicans, you know, they really are going to have to do something. They ask for a lot of money, but they're not giving things out to people that they don't know. That's when you're really blessed, when you give people that you don't know anything about. It's easy to give to people that you know. And most of the times, I don't follow the politics until it's presidential party. And I'm this type of person, and people find that rare when they know me. They don't know. I don't believe women should even vote. That's where I'm in. And women are out of place today. They are not doing what God asked them to do, as it says in Proverbs 31, Acts chapter 5, Zechariah chapter 5, 1 Timothy, the second chapter, and the book of Titus tells you what men and women should do. And really, we're like going like the Muslims of the East, where our mouths are covered up, the women are starting to lower their dresses, they're covering their heads, and all this stuff is in there, and then the people found out they couldn't even get along together until this last year.
Well, Reverend Bishop,
they thought they'd... Pardon?
No, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
No, just it's all very fascinating.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be interesting. This is a great time to be living. I'll tell you, you get to see all these things that you heard the older and the past prophets have gone and what has happened to them. But like I say, this is your time to shine. And I know I get so much mail now, you don't know where to send money to. So, because people making up the mail themselves and collecting money that doesn't go. I wouldn't give any money to anybody that I couldn't see and take it there myself. And I know back in the early 70s when I went over to Haiti and stuff like that, that was the early 80s, it was just very interesting because I had never heard of I had never heard of Voodoo or Haiti, either one, until about 1985, and that's why God let me succeed, and because I was pure at the learning there. I never heard of such a thing, and I didn't know anything about voting then. This is something new to me, to go out and vote, because women need to be home, and that's why our children are wild today. And loose, and the kids are running the country.
Mm.
Did you notice any of that?
Well, I have seen that the kids are definitely out there.
Yes, well, they are out there, and they're really working in like things like, what is it called, Wellington? I guess it's a dish, the Wellington. I can't think, starts with a W. They have changed all the clubs. They changed the eating establishments. They don't dress up. They don't want to dress up. And, you know, these kids, and they're all races of them all together, and they're just marching and things like that. So this is a great time for prayer, I'll tell you that. And the people really need to get themselves protected spiritually also, because people can take your mind away from you and things like that. And I don't know how you feel about these shops and things, Scott, because of the fact that these people don't know what that is, and they're going to have, and Johnson & Johnson, if these people have done all they've done with baby powder, why would you take a medicine from somebody that all this is being killed, and then taking things from your enemies? Why do you have your enemies making your medicine and things like that, but they're working on that more now, because they don't even want you to throw the medicine down the toilet. And the Lord had spoke to me in a prompting that people would, let's see, what was I going to say? Anyway, it's going to be an exciting life. And after October, you're going to really see a lot of people not going to have money. They couldn't stay in the house. But it's going to be a big change. And they better keep away that 16 feet apart. Is it 16 feet?
I think it's 6 feet is what they're saying.
Yeah. And you better, and all that handshaking and hugging and all that, that has to go. And I don't think you've ever seen anybody to come out with what we've had over this last year, that they came out and they didn't even have any guns, and they got people off the streets. was nothing going, but the satellites are working overtime in the sky now. And we have that new, like the new Air Force, what is it called? The, Space Force. What do you think about Space Force and the people? What are they saying out there?
Well, you know, it hasn't really become a big topic of interest here yet, oddly enough.
What did you say?
I said it really has not become a huge topic of interest here, oddly enough, so far.
Okay, well, it's really something else down here in Arizona, and that's where they're going to put the headquarters for Space Force here in Arizona. And we have a lot of people coming here now in Arizona, and especially the people from California. The apartments that were renting for $800 and $900 are now renting for $1,800 a month. So it's really amazing here that what's going on.
But Reverend Bishop, we've run out of time here, but we're going to have to get you on very soon again, because, and we'll get the phone issues worked out, because I always enjoy talking with you. So we'll get it worked out very soon.
Okay, I enjoy you.
Thank you, Reverend Bishop. Bye-bye.
And let the people know where I'm at. I'm here to help people in person or by phone or by mail.
Absolutely. Thank you, Reverend Bishop.
Okay, God bless you, Scott. It's always a pleasure.
Always is a pleasure. The Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop, and you can find her on the internet. Just search Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop at google.com and she will come up. Now, I know something big is going on this morning when I go off the air this morning at 10:15, because Adam Lepp is in the studio and he's pacing and he's taking selfies and he's rubbing water in his hair. So there's all kinds of things going on this morning, I feel. Adam, you're a wreck this morning. What's going on?
I'm just excited about number 75 for number 45, but also my guest coming up. Did you sing happy birthday to DJT yet?
No, I didn't. Do you want to do it? Go ahead.
It's Flag Day, and it's your Donald Trump. I guess he's kind of like the alter ego, the vocal doppelganger. Was he going to call and have you wish him a happy number three quarters of a century?
You know, I haven't heard from him. Hold on. We're going to take a call. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I Googled the beverage tax on Wikipedia.
Yes.
And it says a sugary drink tax, soda, or sweetened beverage tax is a tax or surcharge designed to reduce consumption of drinks with added sugar.
Oh, interesting.
Drinks covered under the soda tax often include carbonated soft drinks, sports drinks, energy drinks. The policy intervention is an effort to decrease obesity and health impacts related to being overweight. However, medical evidence supporting the benefits of sugar tax and health benefits are very low and certain.
Oh, well, interesting. Thank you for the information. Adam's going to sing here. We're trying to get it in before the show's over with.
Okay.
I had a question for the caller, if you don't mind.
We want to hear you sing, Adam. Okay. We're down to 2 minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead, ask the caller. Go ahead.
You said a surcharge, so that's for guys. So if you're a female, would it be a ma'am charge?
Oh, don't encourage him, caller. Don't encourage that type of humor.
Yeah, that's
that was a good joke,
that's
though.
Bad.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Now get ready. Get real close to your radios. He's about to sing. Are you ready?
One, a two.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
One, two. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Donald. Happy three quarters of a century birthday to you.
Well, that was just beautiful, Adam. Did you send a present?
Not quite, because he has more money than I do. I can't afford it. And I could buy him a new golf club, but I'm not sure what brand he uses. Plus, it's kind of hard to put that in the mailbox. So you have to kind of fold it up. You know? You
reminded me there of Marilyn Monroe.
You know, she was born on the same day I was. Well,
prior
to that. And
here
remember,
we go.
René Auberjonois, we lost him recently, a favorite actor of mine, and Morgan Freeman, an actor with local connections, born on the day that I was born.
But
the same year, though.
But Marilyn Monroe sang to JFK. There you go. Correct. All right. So what's coming up next?
We have Nicholas Lamont Stiles Jr. We just call him Nick because that name's just kind of long. Talking about the great R&B music, the 60s, 70s, 80s through the present. He has worked for the late, great Mary Wilson of the Supremes. We recently lost her. He was her personal assistant.
Have they found her yet?
Well,
you see, I don't have that terminology. I don't know. Is she lost or is she dead?
She passed away.
Oh, she's dead. Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
And again, the R&B music, the girl groups from about the time of my birth, which was, of course, a while back, up to now. Tremendous influence on pop culture and Americana and almost everybody who steps in front of a microphone. So Nick and I will be taking calls, probably doing a live video, and having all kinds of fun in the studio. So cancel your late morning plans, make some extra coffee, and turn the volume up.
And how long is this on?
Until 11, maybe till 12.
All right, whatever's going on. There you go. Go ahead, caller.
Adam, on that last comment about the madam tax, that would be a different category, I think.
What's something Adam would probably know about, though? But see, there's a good line. There's a good line. Thank you for calling. Well, we got a snort out of that one.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well, you know, if
all
it's
right,
a wise crack in a pun, you know, it probably came out of my mouth.
You know what I like, Adam? You don't take yourself seriously, and that's the point.
There's
we're having
no
fun.
No reason to, Scott.
No, and you've got a good show coming up next, and all kinds of good guests coming up on this station and Voice of a People today from 4 to 5. Don't go anywhere. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. I love it.
But, no, the Bozo voice was right about here, and it was a lot more adenoidal than mine. And that was pretty much it. You know, of course, we had the standard, "Hey, that's me," which I did as a more of a yell, war cry, than a yell.
And the grand prize game. Oh my goodness, how could we ever forget that?
Yeah. I would drive. I would.